Deja Vu Nombreuse Fois. A Star Trek Alternate Original Series fanfic. Written by Glad to Cease. Read by Black Glass. "Captain on the bridge," Chekov says, before the door to the bridge is even fully open. Nyota pauses, and nods acknowledgement before taking the seat Gaylis freed up for her. "Report?" "Honestly?" Gayla says, perching on one of the arms of the captain's chair. "It's been pretty routine. I feel like I've sat through the same shift 100 times. "Routine is good," Nyota says with a smile. "It means nothing's gone wrong." Gayla hums neutrally. "I guess." "Oh, although, something apparently urgently interesting got scanned by sciences, but my specialty is so far away from astrophysics, I told them to wake Marcus up if it's so important. They didn't. So my guess is it wasn't all that urgent or interesting." Nyota frowns, goes to say something in response to that, but pauses. The turbolift door opens, and Carol races onto the bridge, taking 0718's place at the primary sciences console without so much as a word exchanged between them. "Actually, they did, and it is," she says, scanning the results. "Tachyon readings off the scale. Chronotone levels I've only seen in textbooks." She continues muttering concerning things under her breath for a minute, then absently adds, "Oh, and sorry I'm late about it. The lift was slow to respond." Gayla looks as confused by that as Nyota feels, so she asks, "What do you mean, late about it?" Carol opens her mouth and blinks thoughtfully. "I'm not sure, actually. It just felt like I should have been here sooner." She frowns. "That sounds incredibly strange, but didn't it feel that way to you?" "Well, now that you mention it." Nyota had had a good 20 seconds to respond to Gayla's comments before Carol walked in, but she hadn't used them. It had felt wrong, like she wasn't supposed to respond. Like she wasn't supposed to have time to respond? "Yes, actually." Gayla snaps her fingers. "You know what it is? Deja vu. It feels like we've done this once before." "Captain," Darwin calls out. "We're about to go through some..." The bridge trembles and then shakes like it's going to fall apart, and Gayla falls off her perch on the arm of the captain's chair. 0718 catches her a foot off the floor with a practiced ease. "Somehow," Nyota says, holding out the earring she'd caught automatically. "I think we've done this more than once. Tachyons and chronotons, you said?" Carol nods, focused on her readings. "Yes, and I believe..." Alarms start going off all over, and a message from a panicked Keenser starts playing across the bridge, saying something's gone wrong with the warp engines. Other messages start coming in from all over the ship. Nyota rises to her feet to do the only thing she can do in the situation and... "Captain on the bridge," Chekov says, before the door to the bridge is even fully open. Nyota pauses, a little thrown, then nods acknowledgement before taking the seat Gayla has freed up for her. "Report?" "Honestly?" Gayla says, perching on one of the arms of the captain's chair, wobbling once and reconsidering. "It's been pretty routine. I feel like I've sat through the same shift 100 times. "Routine is good," Nyota says with a smile that feels odd. "It means nothing's gone wrong." End of story. Thanks for listening.